Cross country is a cross country team off to a pretty good start here for the season. They were at Goodland last Thursday in a warm one. Well, they're used to the heat by now as they head eastward to what's going to be a pretty competitive meet, Heston, tomorrow, and that should be a fun one. Second straight year that Scott City's headed to Heston. We're joined here with Emily Mulligan here, assistant coach, your first year assistant coach, and how are you doing?
I'm doing good. I've been really enjoying getting back into it, and it's been really good to be able to coach.
As a coach, compared to when you were a runner, is it kind of like those aha moments all over again?
It is, yeah. It's kind of just like bringing back the memories that we had in high school and just kind of getting to be on the other side and knowing how to support them on the other side when you've been an athlete before, too. It's fun.
All right. Awesome. Last week, it was a tough early season meet there. Not only are you battling the other teams there, but you guys are battling the heat as well, and really not a lot of a breeze and just kind of a still afternoon there. But how'd you feel like week one for cross country you guys ended up doing?
You know, we did really good, but the heat really did get to us. It was miserably hot. And, you know, where we started school late, we've been practicing early in the morning. So it was really a tough adjustment. And, you know, we're heading to Heston tomorrow and we'll still face the heat there. But I think we've kind of gathered from the last week that, you know, we need to make some adjustments in the race and really kind of count for how the heat really does affect us.
Yeah, I think you guys had to be pretty happy, even though some of the times weren't as strong as you'd like to have. But considering the limited practices that you have had in the elements there, you guys are in a pretty good spot early on.
Yes, we're looking really good. The kids all tried really hard, gave their best effort. We've got some really great runners this year, and we're excited to see what the season will fold out to be.
Well, it should be an interesting one for you guys tomorrow as you head to Heston, the second year in a row that Scott City's headed to Heston there. And I know last year, I was talking here with Logan here, it was an interesting meet there. He said they ran an extra 600 yards there. And so I guess hopefully that doesn't have to happen this year. But you're going to see a lot of area schools there, a couple of league schools that I know of going there again, and some pretty good teams over Eastern Class 3A as well. So I think that'll be good to see kind of where you guys measure against the field tomorrow.
Yeah, there's going to be 51 teams headed there, so it's going to be really good to see where we kind of stack up against, you know, not just the little schools, but also the bigger 6A schools and everything else, and just get a really good taste for a whole variety of competition.
And that's, that's got to be pretty fun, and it's really a challenging schedule for you guys this year, and that one is a good early season test.
Yeah, it is, and it'll be, they run it way different than all of our other meets, so it'll be interesting to see kind of how we end up. The freshmen and every class is divided up, boys and girls, so 8 races total tomorrow, so it'll be a busy day.
Yes, it will. Once again, it's Emily Mulligan joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware, Coach's Show, and thanks again, Coach, and
thank you.
Good luck to you guys.
Thanks.
All right, once again, Coach Emily Mulligan joining us here, and we're going to get one of the runners here. We're going to get Logan Stoppel up here first, boys team. He had a really good run last week at Goodland, and how are you doing this evening?
Good, how are you?
Doing all right, thank you. First meet out of the gates last week at Goodland. How'd you feel like your run was overall?
I think it was about how I expected it to be. Mm-hmm. With the heat, that was the, it's just last year it wasn't as hot as that, but feel like we did fairly good with the heat, seeing how many practices we did in the heat, which wasn't much.
Sorry about that, but I was going to ask you, do you feel like was your time better than your freshman year there?
Yeah, that kind of surprised me, but it was, so I was pretty happy with that.
I think that's kind of a good measuring stick there, but, you know, you get to run at Heston. You ran there last year, and what do you remember about that course there from last year?
I liked it quite a bit. It was pretty flat. Let's see, what else? There was, very little hills. It wasn't too warm when we went. Maybe just a little humid. There's some tree shade over half of it. I just liked it quite a bit, except for, you know, the extra couple hundred yards.
That definitely tests you, right?
Oh, yeah.
That's a good there, but you know, it's your second year of high school cross country, having to run the extended extended distance there. Has it been an easier adjustment for you this year?
I think so, yeah.
All right, good deal. Well, good job. A great start there. I believe it was a top 10 finish for you, if I'm not mistaken, there at Goodland last week.
Yep.
All
I've
right.
Gotten six.
All right. Well, good luck to you coming up here tomorrow and throughout the season.
Thank you.
All right. Sophomore Logan Stoppel joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware. And now we get to talk to freshman Bill Trout, who had a really good debut last Thursday at Goodland. And how are you doing this evening?
Pretty good. How are you?
Doing all right. Thank you. Well, first meet of the year, you come out to have a pretty good finish there. Were you excited? Were you pretty happy how you started your high school career?
I was really, really happy and excited. It was a really, really good race.
Were you maybe a little surprised at your time?
Yeah. I thought I was going to be a lot slower.
But what seemed to really help you out last week when you were up there at Goodland?
I think it was just relaxing into it and coasting as much as I could down the hills and focusing on my stride and my breathing.
And you ran in middle school, right?
Yes.
So what's probably been the biggest adjustment for you as you went from eighth grade to being a freshman in cross country?
Adding the mile, adding one more mile in there.
When you first completed that, I think, well, of course, probably in practice, what was that moment like for you?
It was kind of like, oh no, I have another mile. I'm not done.
But you find a way to gut it out and make that extra mile work, huh?
Mm-hmm. The practices have helped a lot.
Absolutely here. But you go from Goodland, and now you're going to run at Heston tomorrow. And what is something maybe you're looking forward to doing when you're at Heston there tomorrow?
I'm excited to – they said that it's a lot flatter, mm-hmm. So I'm excited to have a little bit flatter ground and to be running with the freshmen, because I think that'll be really good, and to see where I sit in that group of people.
I was going to say, that's got to be kind of cool in that way that, yeah, you can kind of compare yourself with other freshmen across the region that are going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What's a goal that you have in mind as you get going throughout this season?
To not die.
To not die. Well, that's good. But I know you got to be pretty excited about the start that you're on here. And congratulations on a great finish last week. And good luck to you coming up here throughout this season.
Thank you.